Hachette Audio presents The Bookcase. Written by Nelson DeMille. Read by Scott Brick.
Introduction. The Bookcase is a story that features Nelson DeMille's most famous character, Detective John Corey, who has appeared in 5 best-selling DeMille novels: Plum Island, The Lion's Game, Nightfall, Wildfire, and The Lion. And some exciting news. John Corey will also appear in a new DeMille novel titled The Panther, scheduled for release in early 2012. For those of you who have read all or some of the Corey novels, The Bookcase is a change of pace. In this story, we see Corey in his early years as an NYPD detective before he became a federal agent with the Anti-Terrorist Task Force. We also get a glimpse of how Corey's police skills and street smarts will later come in handy as he pursues terrorists in New York City and around the world. The Bookcase is in many ways a classical whodunit, the type of story many of us grew up with and loved. We start with a murder that looks like an accident and that everyone believes is an accident. But there are 3 people who know it's not an accident: the murderer, the smart detective, and you. The fun is following Detective John Corey's thought processes as he picks apart the accident scene and starts to consider the alternative: murder. And that's the easy part for John Corey. The hard part is figuring out who done it, how they done it, and why they done it. Enjoy The Bookcase. Otis Parker was dead, killed by a falling bookcase whose shelves were crammed with very heavy reading. Total weight about 1,000 pounds, which flattened Mr. Parker's slight 160-pound body. A tragic accident. Or so it seemed. To back up a bit, I'm Detective John Corey, working out of the 1st Precinct Detective Squad, which is located, if you ever need me, on Erickson Place in Lower Manhattan, New York City. It was a cold, blustery March morning, a Tuesday, and I was sitting in a coffee shop on Hudson Street, a few blocks from my precinct, trying to translate ham and eggs over easy into Spanish for my English-challenged waiter. Huevos flipo, jambo and blanco tosto, okay? My cell phone rang at 8:34, and it was my boss, Lieutenant Ed Ruiz, who said,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"